I'm Jo Hatton, Keeper of Natural History, and I've been working on a shared learning project with the University of the Third Age on the history of the curators in our collections. We didn't know an awful lot about the history of the curators. We had some inkling about who some of them were and at what time they worked at the museum, but we didn't know things like what their first names were, when they were born, when they worked at the museum, the periods that they worked here. We didn't always have so much detail about what they were doing when they were here, and I wanted to capture that all together and go right from sort of the late 1800s to the present time.
Hi, I'm Priscilla McPherson, and I've been working with the U3A, and there were a group of eight of us put into pairs, and each pair of people was assigned two or three curators to research. It's responsible for the most recent three curators, so from Penny Wheatcroft through to Dr. Jim Brock. So they were quite recent, and on the face of it, should have been quite easy to research, but for various reasons it actually proved to be a little bit tricky, because unlike some of the earlier curators, you can't, for example, go into Ancestry and research their personal details. And some of them, in fact, are quite famous, for example, Gordon Reed, so he would be really far too busy to actually interview personally. But it did turn out to be fascinating anyway. I think because I also volunteer at the museum in another capacity, it was really interesting to learn about another area of the museum, to get a sense of the behind-the-scenes work that's done at the museum by the natural history curators. It was also interesting to me to become aware of the themes that seemed to go throughout the whole period, right from 1896. So the importance of conservation, the emphasis that the museum places on education, the popularity of the aquarium and the vivarium, and the difficulties that the curators have had over the years in dealing with those.
I'm Anne Laver. I dealt with three particular people in a middle period. It was quite difficult because it was the period of the wars, and I think a lot of material probably wasn't available or had been destroyed, there weren't records. So I had rather a hard time. But my main person was Mr. Henry Neil Milligan, who was in the museum from, his appointment was 1910 until he left in 1947. So it was a long period of time, but the records were hard to research. Surprisingly, my big find was a photograph of Mr. Milligan lecturing to school children within the gallery itself in 1938. And also, it was very difficult finding any personal information about him until I was put into contact with a local historian who was able to fill in some details of his birth, his marriage, where he retired to. He had quite an important role within the museum. He rewrote various books and handbooks. His big input was 70 lectures, which he gave regularly between 1911 and 1937 on various subjects. I enjoyed it very much. It's always nice working with other members of U3A, and it was really interesting to find to know about the other curators also, before and after. That was very interesting for me.
Hi, I'm Hazel, and I've been project managing this. It's the first project management job I've ever done. I've only done one other shared learning project, which I thoroughly enjoyed. It has been really interesting because at the start of the project, it was very difficult to see wherever we were going to get the information from. But to see how it's developed over the weeks, and to see the frustration in the early weeks where people couldn't find anything, to the joy on their faces when they discover photos, they've discovered something about the person, has been really amazing. And I think the end project has been absolutely wonderful, and I don't even think the Hornemans had expected that we would find out as much as we have. It's been a really, really enjoyable experience, and I would recommend anybody that likes history, likes museums, to have a go at one of these shared learning projects.
My name's Hayley, I'm the museum's archivist and records manager. The U3A has been provided a really good opportunity for the museum to start using its institutional archives and get some really good solid research results from that. One of the things that we find is that we have so much to do, we don't have the time to draw all of this information we have together. So, particularly from those early curators like Frank Slade and Milligan, I'm now illuminated about the work they did, the specific work they did, and their personal lives as well.